At a recent meeting of the Urbana Historic Preservation Commission, members of the panel were asked to close their eyes and think back to a public place they had really enjoyed. The commissioners remembered places they had been that were easy to explore on foot and filled with greenery and interesting places to visit.
My mom lives outside New Hope, Pennsylvania, which is a kind of this quirky, artsy town. The buildings go back
to
a lot of them.
Like a European plaza. I kind of envision these buildings where the upper floors are for living work and the lower floors are a variety of community spaces.
A city called Guanajuato in Mexico. And you can just walk everywhere. There's great architecture. Everything's very...
Like other boards and commissions in Urbana, this panel was following Mayor Diane Marlin's request to envision how Lincoln Square's 9 square blocks could gain new life and activity. She's also asking the public for ideas with an online survey asking what people would like to see at Lincoln Square.
We could be utilizing that space much better than we currently are. Let's think big and think about the site as a whole and what people want to see there and do there, and what can we develop here to enhance the site, enhance what's already there, but to kind of position us for the next 50 years.
The main components of Lincoln Square are a shopping mall, a hotel closed and up for sale, and surrounding parking lots. The parking lots are pivotal because they're owned by the city, giving Marlin and other Urbana officials some leverage in any future development. The parking lots are also the site of the busiest event you'll find these days at Lincoln Square, the market at the square. A street musician regales visitors at the outdoor market, which attracts thousands of people every Saturday morning from May to October. Mayor Marlin says nowadays it's Lincoln Square's top draw, overshadowing the shopping mall. Once a major shopping attraction, the Lincoln Square Mall has evolved into an eclectic mix of independent retailers, office space, service sector businesses, and nonprofits ranging from churches to a thrift store. Foot traffic is low, but one new tenant says it will be a step up for them. Jesse Riddell manages the nonprofit Idea Store, which sells arts and crafts supplies to educators and artists. They'll be moving the Lincoln Square this fall.
I really liked the fact that there's a lot of traffic that comes through for the farmers market, for the other businesses in the mall, and we could reach a broader segment of the community that way.
Lincoln Square Mall owner Jim Webster says the Idea Store is just one of the new tenants he's working to bring in. Meanwhile, the separately owned Urbana Landmark Hotel attached to the mall remains vacant and for sale, and on the mind of Alice Novak. She chairs the Urbana Historic Preservation Commission, whose visioning exercise opened this report. Novak also teaches urban planning and development at the University of Illinois and says the key to reviving Lincoln Square is to find a use that doesn't duplicate other local attractions.
Something that offers a unique way to have a destination in the downtown instead of avoiding downtown. That kind of fit is going to be different depending on the community. For Urbana, it might attract a whole set of different prospective businesses that would fit that mold. But I think we also need to look at the importance of the hotel as a potential anchor as well.
The search for ideas for revitalizing Lincoln Square will continue through the summer, and Mayor Marlin hopes the effort will attract investors and developers. Actually transforming the area may take years, but the mayor says Lincoln Square is too important to Urbana's future to ignore. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.